Star, Brother and Sister, Wellington, New Zealand, June 2, 1893. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I have opened the letter you have written to W.C. White. I have written a long letter, taking up this business of Stanton. I want it carefully prepared. After you left, I was so tired that I could do nothing in the way of writing, but wrote out twice. Yesterday, for the first time, could write with any success. Now I am getting nervous and cannot write much. I am glad you saw the young man. See if you cannot get him to attend school. Make every effort in your power to save the poor soul. If this letter does not do up the work right, do seek to have everything done that can be to stop this false message. I rejoice that you had a good passage. We prayed for you every day and twice a day. We feel rather that we are left. Willie left on the steamer for Auckland 1 week ago today. Brother and Sister Wilson are gone to Blenheim, I think it is, to stay 1 week. Brother McCullough writes that an interest is at last awakened where he is laboring. He has received a challenge for discussion of the Sabbath question, and wants Brother Wilson to come to help him. I suppose he will go. Sister Tuxford left early last Tuesday morning for Napier, will return next Tuesday. Only three of us are seated at the table now. Willie, I suppose, is in Sydney. You will see him before this letter reaches you. You will see a letter we have sent to Melbourne, to his address, from Brother Philip Wessels of Africa, saying that we may commence to build, for there is £600 coming from his mother and himself. 100 he donates, his mother donates £500, and there is still more pledged. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. I will write to Willie next mail. I do not know whether he is there or not. This matter needs careful attention. I hope it will arrive safely, for it has cost me much care and burden. I do miss you so much. Much love to you both. I cannot write more, for my brain is tired.